saw the rush yesterday, right? In the end, he sums up the sheets over there. So here's the psak of the Mechaber. He says like this: Hoyulafon of mine peros harbe, right? In birchoseihem shavos, v'yesh beinehem mimin sheva, matim min sheva. Afal pi she'eino chavir, k'mo hamin ha'acher. Mimin beinehem mimin sheva, matim ha'chavir. Okay, so whose sheet is that? Who's that? Passing like who?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Like Rabbi Yehuda. Passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Min Sheva goes first. And then he's also holding that what? If there's no Min Sheva, then everybody agrees you go to Chaviv. Right? Okay. Who says that? The Tosfos and the Rosh. Okay. Now he says, V'im ein birchosei en shavos, afibu yesh bohan mimin sheva, kigon tznon v'zayis, eze mehem sheyirtze yakdim v'afilu eino chavir. Right? So then, if the brachos are different, then there's no order at all.
The Rosh has a case open, that when the brachos are the same, that if you don't have min sheva.
Yeah, I think he says that, right? In the end, he says that he's like Simza Hilkach, he has, right? Towards the bottom. What does he say? By after that first question, after the Yud, you know? It's hard to find, it's just like in the middle of. Right, that's what he also. Okay. But now this last thing is what? This one is according to the Rush. This is the Rush's Shita. That when you have different brachos, then there's no chavav. And who is he holding like in the Gemara?
Like Rabbi Yehuda according to Ula?
Like Rabbi Yehuda according to Ula. Like Ula. That they're only arguing when the brachos are the same. But they're not arguing when the brachos are different. So, yeah. So like the Gros says, he says, Kevin de Ula Svirle, Dachke Vesharvas, Havale Idechad the Gavi Trey. Because later on, there were two other Amorayim arguing about the same thing. So now you have Ula and that Shita. So it's Rove Amorayim are saying the Brachos, it's only when the Brachos are Shalos. Right? It's 2-1. Because the Gemara starts out with Ula, and then it says, and it's also Machlokas, Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, right? So now you have Ula and one of those. Right? And then the Mechaber says, V'yesh Omrim Shigam B'zeh Tzarech Lakdim Achaviv. So some say that's who? That's like the way the Rush first was learning. Right, those other Shitas that say that everybody agrees, that says that when there's no, that when Ula says, when the brachos are different, v'archol zeh, he means chavit. He means that Rabbi Yehuda is moda to the chachamim. So you have to go back to chavit. Yeah, the nikra chavit, and what is the definition of chavit? Hamin shirogil lios chavit olav. So that's chaviv, and the Gemara has a good deer because he says the Gemara says min chaviv. So he says kegir sashelanu min chaviv adiv. Doesn't say ha chaviv adiv. It says min chaviv adiv. That's a certain definition of this type, the type that's chaviv, not the one you want now. It's a min. It's interesting, right?
Does Tosfos hold like the rush on that? That you
no.
know,
no. Tosfos seem to hold the other way, yeah.
So basically it's only the rush.
It's only the rush. That's why I think they, the Achorim say you should go like the first way. That, I mean, so you should go like the Yesh Arm over here. Because the rush certainly doesn't disagree.
Right, you're not doing anything wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong going to rush. And most of the posts can hold that it goes by Chaviv when there's no, when there are two different brachos. Right? When there are two different brachos. Okay. Now it's like this. Now he's up to the Rambam. So what's the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? You want to read the Rambam? The Rambam is like, where's Max? Max, did it say?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened? You repositioned yourself.
Yeah, there's too claustrophobic over there.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I think you're the claustrophobia, but okay. That's a euphemism. But go ahead. So what does the Ram say? Ram's on his own. Right? He's off like his own sheet. It's hard to figure out where he's coming from. Go ahead. See, anybody can figure out what the Ram's saying. Let me know. Go ahead.
How you? Oh, go ahead. Stop encouraging. Yeah.
Nisan, go ahead. Okay, stop. So, Echadman? You just said Echadman.
Yeah.
So if you have many fruits in front of you of the same bracha,
yeah,
right? So then you make one bracha and it potters them all. So what is he telling you to do?
Nothing.
He's
not talking about the
thing you have a choice, right?
He's just saying that when you have many things, you can potter them with one.
He's just telling you a general halacha. That when you have many things of the same bracha, don't think you need to make a new bracha on each one. Right? You need to make only one bracha and pata them all. What is his lashon again?
It says, Mubaracha achat mehem b'pata
eshar. Eshar. Okay, go ahead.
Just so you know, the kafach does add words into that.
He does add words.
He adds the tears.
Oh, he puts shears in the beginning too?
Yeah. Says, how you look on a minion harvey?
That's what I thought. I was reading his Ram this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised when he didn't say anything over here. I mean, this one doesn't say anything. Just says, puts a shot.
Yeah.
He says,
and also just says, achas mehen in the regular Ram.
Right. Achas mehen.
Right.
And his says,
Mabarcha is a mehen shiyirtze.
Oh, is a mehen shiyirtze. He's already telling you what to do. Right, because the Kesef Mishnah says, right, did you see the Kesef Mishnah?
Yeah.
He says he's not telling you what to do, right?
Right.
He's just telling you that you don't need another bracha. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Did you see the Kapach's Pirush?
I didn't see if there was.
In the full volume.
Yeah,
says,
we.
The volume is missing.
No.
It might be out for rebinding.
No, we had the volume, but I
didn't
see. I looked at
it
and see.
Chapter.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't see it at the end.
It's a little hard to see. Go ahead. Anyway, he has these keys to the Rambam. I would call it keys to the Rambam.
What do you mean by that?
Like to unlock
it.
Are you saying that as a shavach? I don't think so.
What's that? Like he has like certain rules. Like when the Gemara says upligaba, then he holds around always does the same thing. Whenever the Gemara says upligaba, like it says in our Gemara, upligaba rechanan, at the end. So that always means the same thing. The Ram always just wipes everything clean from beforehand. Once the Gemara says upligaba, then the whole thing from beforehand is gone.
Meaning what? That you would hold like Rokhana in it?
Meaning that this whole Hakdim thing is just...
It's a new thing.
It's not... It's rejected. Everything beforehand is rejected. There's no thing going on anymore.
There's no
ula. There is no ula. You take a look at this thing. Go ahead. He holds that's one of his keys to the Rambam. Whenever it says upligabo in the Gemara, the Rambam always always takes it the same way.
But doesn't that depend on whether you learn the Amar Rav Yosef Itamar Yitzchak to be a separate thing or a continuation?
Is it before the Kli Gavah? Yeah, before the Kli
Gavah. He wipes out the
God. You take a look at it. You take a look at it. Go ahead.
Name is Aquinas. Gone.
And if the brachos are not the same, then you have to make. I'll call echa man.
It says I'll call echa man.
Right, you have to make on each one that's proper bracha. Okay, go ahead. Oh, okay, fine. That's I didn't understand it because I was reading in
right.
His thing.
He has another change there also. He says, "Ezem min shiyurta."
Ezem min
shiyurta.
Yeah. Anyway, no, because I saw someone said that when the Ram says "Ezem min shiyurta lahakdim," he's going back on both cases. I couldn't understand what he's talking about because it said it in both cases. Mm-hmm. But he's going with the other gears. He's saying even with the other gears, so when he says "Ezem min shiyurta," he really is referring back to the original case too.
It's not
hard to say. Huh? He'd be repeating himself if he's not about to say the rules.
What are you saying?
That's going back
if you hold, he said
I'm saying you clarified something that was confusing me. That's all. Go ahead.
When you say Shiyur, it's a chavim?
That's a good question. That is the question. Okay. So anyway, so what is the Ram? So what's the Ram? Who's the Ram possibly like? Sounds like it's possibly like the Rabbanan. Right? Sounds like he's possibly like the Rabbanan. Machlokus Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Halacha is like the Chachamim. So therefore, and you just have to take. You have to say what Howie's saying, that he's learning chaviv to mean whatever you want. Chaviv doesn't mean the min chaviv, right? It just means whichever one you want. Right? But he's passing like the Rabbana. Go ahead. And if you're totally neutral, then all of a sudden the Shiva Minim become important. That's the difficult part, right? So now he's going back. So now he's going back to who? To Rabbi Yehuda.
But you can't say that that's the opinion of the Rabbanan.
So then, how is it the opinion of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan they say would go by Chavav, not by Minshava.
No, but they would agree that if there was no case of Chavav, that you would go back to Minshava.
Okay, so that's what Kesev Mishnah wants to say, right? Kesev Mishnah wants to say, really, he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The only thing is that they're only arguing like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Alright?
Right.
But they only argue when there's no Chavav. It's like the opposite of the way we were learning. We were learning that when there's no that they're arguing when there's a chaviv and when there's no chaviv, they all agree, right? He's saying no. There are when there is a chaviv, everybody agrees. I mean, I'm sorry. No, I made a mistake. We were saying that, and when there's no
We were saying
that what? The way we learned the Gemara is that what? That they're arguing when there's a chaviv. Right? When there's chaviv, they argue. Correct? Chacham say chaviv, and Rav Yehuda says minsheva. Right? And when there's chaviv and minsheva, they argue. Right? And if there is what?
No minsheva.
There's no minsheva, then everyone agrees by chaviv. And if there's no chaviv, we weren't sure, right? That we said is the machlokas in Rishonim.
That
is machlokas in Rishonim. Right. But the Ram is learning like this, that what? The essential machlokas is really only when there is no chaviv. Right? Mm-hmm. If there's chaviv, everybody agrees that chaviv comes first. And that's the first two halachas of the Ramam. Those are the first cases. Right? And then Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are only arguing when there is no Chaviv. Right? That's what you just said, Zolan. Why do you look confused?
Well, I was thinking a little differently from that because that doesn't fit in with the Mishnah. Because then how could
the Mishnah is when there is no Chaviv.
Oh, I mean, how could they say, the Chachamim saying then
is a man Shayirta?
Yeah. Because there is no Chaviv. That can't be the case they're talking about.
They're talking about what? Yeah, what is it? Good question. How does that work out?
I was just saying that the Chachamim would say always go by Chaviv, But in the event that there was no chaviv,
right,
then you and there was min shiva, then you would use min shiva. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say,
that they're only arguing,
right,
what?
When one of the minim is more chaviv than the other.
When one of the minim is more chaviv. Oh, so I got it totally wrong. Go ahead.
The Rabbanan Savri Chaviv Adif, Rabbi Yehuda Savri Min Shiva Adif. Aval im ein echad meha minim chaviv lo yosar mechavero.
Right.
But divrei hakol makdi min shiva.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah,
way.
Right.
I don't know why. What? You're right. That they're only arguing what?
When there is a chaviv.
They're arguing when there's a chaviv.
So now the chachamim say chaviv, and Rabbi Yehuda says min shiva.
Chachamim say chaviv, Rabbi Yehuda says min shiva.
But when there is no chaviv, everyone says min shiva.
Then everyone says min shiva.
Right, which is why.
So
the
he's still paskening like the Rabbanan.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So he's paskening
right,
like the Rabbanan.
Right.
Right. So the Ram is paskening like the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
That what? He's paskening like the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan agree to min shiva when there's no chava. So it's the opposite of what everyone else is saying. Everyone says when there's no min shiva. Everyone else is saying when there's no... Everyone else is saying that what?
When there's no min shiva, then everyone...
Oh, they're going the other case.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they were saying that the Rabbanan would not agree to Rabbi Yehuda, as I'm going to say.
But,
right? There's no case where the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
The Rabbanan is always going to be refusing to agree with the Rabbanan.
Right.
He's saying no. That they're arguing on the Chaviv, and when there's no Chaviv, then everyone agrees to go by Min Shiva.
Didn't Tosfos bring up that possibility?
Yeah.
With the other Rishonim?
You know what?
In learning the statement of...
Amar
Rishmai Gars Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Asya Libet Rabbanan, Larish, and Yisrael even said, he said, I'm not going to pass a mukha. To even Chavir and Shita, the Chavir Kor, the half people of Shabbat, the Lagavich, the Sayyidina.
Right, you mean that's like Rav Shmaya? Who is it?
Yeah.
That what? That the Rabbanan, that they're arguing when there's Chaviv. But when there's no Chaviv, they agree that it goes by Min Shiva.
And that statement of Kol HaMukha is not going like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. Alright, what else is saying that? Anything else? Go ahead.
Let's see. Dahad Amar Ula, Aval Ein Birkos Ein Shavos, Divrei HaKol Mevarach Al Zeh V'Chozer Mevarach Al Zeh.
So what does that mean?
Right, so Lo Bal Hashmianu Din Hakdama Klal, Elish Ein HaEchad Poter Es Chavera.
So that means that what, when the brachos are not Shavos...
Right, then he's...
Right.
Right. Then that is going to tell you that they're not going to be poter.
Then, why does he have to say that? Because if he's saying, it's telling you the rule.
Then he's saying that Ludivriya, that would just be the opposite of what he's trying to say. He's trying to say everyone.
Then he would be saying, right, Ludivriya,
that you go to Min Shiva, right, when there's. No, I'm confused.
No, he has to say that because if the Gemara is saying that, if the Gemara is saying that there's no order.
But what is that? Who is he passing like? Is he passing that the bracha, that the machlokes is when the brachas are the same, or even when the brachas are different?
How's he talking?
The Rambam. Who's the Rambam passing like?
Only when they're the same.
We thought it was. We thought it was only when it's different.
Only when it's different.
Without the
I thought he holds every case.
We jumped into the Gra.
He sounds like, well, according to the Mechaber, it sounds like he's holding this. If one is more dear to him, bain shebir chosam shavos, bain she'in shavos, whether they're the same bracha or not, bain she'ish bohem mimin shiva, bain she'in bohem mimin shiva, makdim achavev lo. Right? Okay. Oz Ba'osa Shah, the one he likes better at that time. He doesn't, because he doesn't learn min chaviv. Vim eino rotsa bezeh yosef bezeh, im yesh bein nehem, mishivas haminim, olav barchila. So that's mashma no matter what. I mean, from the Mechaber at least. The way the Mechaber is taking the Rambam, it's whether they're shavos or not, if you, in other words, they're really arguing. What? They're really arguing even when the brachos are not shavos. Right? Yes or no?
Definitely the arguing when there's
shalos. Well, everybody agrees the arguing when there's shalos. At least now, according to this. What?
Yeah.
Not the Gra, okay. But they're arguing the brachos are shalos. And they're arguing the brachos are not shalos. Is that right?
Right.
And in that case, what? If it's chaviv, you go, the chum say chaviv is adiv. And if it's min shiva, the chum, then the reviewer says min shiva is adiv.
Right.
And we pass him like the chachamim.
Right.
Does he say we're passing like the chachamim? Does he say the rabbis passing like the rabbanim?
In the Kesef Mishnah?
In the Kesef Mishnah.
Nisan, you were the one who read the Kesef Mishnah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So he's passing the Rabbanan, but then he's saying everybody agrees that what? That when there's no Chaviv, it goes by Min Shiva. Right? When there's no Chaviv, it goes by Min Shiva. So now he's saying that what? So what does that do with Ula? So when Ula says that they argue when the brachos are the same, right, and when the brachos are different, then everybody agrees you do whichever you want, right? So he's saying that can't really mean that there's no order, right? That doesn't mean there's no order. That just means that each one requires its own bracha.
Why does he have to re-explain Ula if he's passing it, if he's going like the if he's going like the side that says the machlokas is in the machine on Shavos?
Because isn't that against if he does? If you're saying that Ula holds there's no order, he holds there is an order of brachos in Shavos.
Say it again.
He holds there's an order of chavit. He holds that if there's brachos in Shavos,
right,
the Ram holds that you go by a chavit, right?
Right. Right.
But Ula's statement.
Right.
Would seem to.
But what I'm asking is, we're saying that the Rambam holds the machlokas is even in a case where their brachos are not shavos, right? Isn't that what we were saying?
Yeah.
And Ula is saying that the machlokas is only in a case where their brachos are shavos. So why do we have to re-explain Ula?
No, he's saying.
I'm learning. I'm confused.
No, because he's trying to explain that. I think he's trying to explain that Ula's not saying that the machlokas isn't.
Right. It's just that statement of Kozel
is not saying
that
the
focus
isn't by Brachos and Shavos.
Right.
Okay. Ula says Brachos and Shavos, he's not talking about Hakdama.
Right.
He's just telling you that you have to make two Brachos.
Right.
Okay.
He's trying to get Ula to agree with him.
But what about the Limud Rashi made from Chazan Mavarachos?
That
seems to imply that it was just.
Because that would allow them to say that.
Like
you start the same with three on the Rhine,
right?
So now if you say Ula goes like the other side that says the Machlokas is in Einon Shavos, then you can say that's...
Yeah.
Alright. You could say Rove Hold.
Yeah, right.
Right, so he says it like this. He says that what? He says, V'nir Asher Beinu Meforish D'lo Ifligo Rabbi Yehuda Chom Ela Kishachom Eminu Chavlo Yosem Echaveh Adrabon Asar V'chav Adif Rabbi Yehuda Sovim Min Shev Adif Of lemein echad me'amin in chodlo yosem echavero the divrei akol makdim min shiva v'hu sover da'adam ra'ula v'leim yuchosei en shavos divrei akol mevorech al zeh v'chose o mevorech al zeh lo bo'al ashmi'anu din hakdama klal el she'en echad poter es chavero k'mo she'pirish ha'rosh v'das bahag. So according to the Bahag, he says you always make a boy pre-eight before a boy pre-adama. So Ula wasn't telling you anything about order, because that would be against the Bahag's Psak, that there's a defined order of eights before Adama. So how could Ula say do what you want? So he's saying Ula's not saying do what you want. That's telling like he wants to pass like Ula though. Not saying do what you want, he's saying that they each need a bracha. But which bracha do they need? Doesn't say. That he doesn't say. Right? Uposeg Rabbeinu halacha kechachamim. So therefore what? So therefore you always go by chaviv. You always go by chaviv. When the brachos are the same. And what? And if there's no chaviv, you go by min shiva. And what about the brachos when the brachos are different?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. So why is Ula say that the machlokas is when the brachos are the same?
That's right. was asking.
He doesn't. He's not. He's trying to say that he's not saying that.
He's not saying that.
He's not saying that to the exclusion of when they're not shabbos.
He's well, just saying when the brachos are the same, you only need one bracha. When the brachos are different, you need two brachos.
He's trying to point out that.
Tough to read it, right?
Yeah, I'm a little machlokas bishop bichos sayin shabbos.
Right. Yeah. Rahash the mashkos of the minim harbe imayu brachosay and shavos mivorach alechem and potus hashar v'mein brachosayim shavos mivorach al chol echem and brachar ruilo lo linyan hakdama koma el loma de brachosayim shavos mivorach al echad v'yiftos chavero v'lo yar be brachos shlo lutzar shein brachosayim shavos ein echad potus chavero ukud ula. That's ula's din really. That's the Ram starts at. Ram starts at like ula. And when is one bracha? So now one bracha will pot to them all. Now when it's two brachas, you have to make a bracha on each one. Okay. Umasha kosa v'eze mehem sheyirtze l'naktim maktim. So where does he get that from? Do whatever you want. Hainu lomar sh'imoya min echad chovev lo mechavero bein she'birchoseyem shavos, bein she'ein shavos, bein she'ish b'nehem min shiva, bein she'ein b'nehem maktim ha'chovev k'rabonon. D'amri chovev odif. Yeah. Right, so everybody agrees when there's nothing that's chavav, you always go with the min shiva. Masha kosav eze sheyirtze lahak the makdim, but mokom makdim is a chavav. Techila, so how come he doesn't use the word chav? And I don't mention the word chav at all. Nira she'ena mafarish kepirish harav rabbeinu yonah. V'harosh. Techav v'hainu osish chav olav b'ro v'pam. Also v'techav v'hainu osishu chavitz bo'ato. Yoser. So he has a different definition of chavav. Chavav doesn't mean like the Rosh and rabbeinu yonah learn. That it's his favorite min. It means whichever one he wants now. More in line with the pashtus of the Mishnah. Right? V'zeo shekosav eze sheyirtze l'hakdim klomar oso hamin shu rotze bo'achshav yosem yichavero u'lechein hu rotze l'agdivo t'stava de milso mina de chovole inish makdim le. So he wants to know why is the Gemara use chovim, because that's the normal case that you're going to take the one you like first, but it really just means the one you want right now. Hilchav keva en shehu chovav achshav olav yoser makdim oso. Yeah. So, but the hard part is ula, right? The hard part is you're going to have to say ula. You're going to have to say ula. And what?
And he seems to say that the machlokas should only exist in brachos and shavos.
And he's saying that everybody really agrees that when there's no chaviv, you go by the min shiva. I mean, that's the sheet that we, that's the sheet and tosis that we mentioned yesterday. Right. Okay. That's the way the Kestamish is learning. Yes, yeah, so you see the Gra?
Yeah.
So what is the Gra? So the Gra says like this. It says Ula Rambam, she says like this. Shefosa ki Rabbonon. Right? The Rambam passes like the Rabbonon that Vigir Soso Omar Rav Yosef. And he learns Omar Rav Yosef. Right? Not Di Omar Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yosef. Kinizkar le'el mipirish ketos, mefarish ketosvos. Right? Like you said, right? He's learning like the Tosfos learns.
not Tosas Shita, but the way Tosas expressed it. He rejects it, but he does express the idea. V'yesh Omrim Hanal. And he's learning like the Yesh Omrim over here. Shigam Bezet Tzorach Lachtim Choviv. Right? That what? That the machlokas, that even when the two different brachos, you have to do the chavah first. That even when there are two different brachos, you have to do the chavah first. Right? The kol shekein le'idach man da'omar. De'af b'she'ein b'chosayim shovas machlokas. So he's learning like this, that really, he's saying that according to Ula, if you say the machlokas when the brachos are the same, right? That's the way he's learning it. What? That according to Ula, when the brachos are the same, everybody holds that what? Then you go by chaviv. Right? Then you go by chaviv. And when there's no chaviv, you go by the Birkas Eretz Yisrael. You go by the Shiva Minim. And when the brachos are different, right? You still go with chaviv. You still go with chaviv. In other words, it's the same rule, isn't it? That's what's confusing over here. What does he mean with kol shekein le'idach man damar, but af b'she'ein b'chosayim shalas machlokas? What's the difference between those two shitas now? What's the difference between saying the machlokas is when the brachas are the same, and the machlokas is even when the brachas are different? Yeah, so certainly, according to the sheet that holds the machlokas, even when the brachos are different, then you're going to say that what? That chaviv comes before, that you have to go by chaviv when the brachos are different. Right? But what about when there's no chaviv? See, he's going a little different than Beis Yosef, because Beis Yosef didn't want to learn that way in the Ula. He says, "Came before Shabbos Beis Yosef to the Rama, the Sover, the Pligi, b'Tirvayu." That really, they're arguing about both, right? Bain b'Birkosayim Shavos, Bain Shelo b'Birkosayim Shavos. This is the Beis Yosef. That the Rama is going according to the Shita that holds that they're arguing about both. V'Alocha k'Rabbanan, right? That's basically the way the Beis Yosef comes out, because the Mishnah, that the Machlokas is by all cases of bracha. The only thing is that everyone agrees when there's no chaviv, you go by minshuva, right? As like this, oval nira sheshitas a Rambam digoras elo leman de omar b'she'ein b'chosayim shavas machlokas v'lo ko'omar af b'she'ein. So what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says af. So he's saying no. So according to our Gemara, like Rashi says, They only argue, it's even when the brachas are different, the machlokas is. But everybody agrees that when the brachas are the same, you have the machlokas. Right. The only question is there also a machlokas when the brachas are different? But he says that the Rambam's girsa didn't have af.
Right. So he says dafka.
Therefore, it's v'hainu dafka b'shem b'chosayim shavos pligi. Ovo b'shem b'chosayim shavos lo shayach kadima klal. So that's exactly what Rashi said doesn't make sense. That he wants to learn, that the Rambam is learning, that what? A new idea that we haven't seen. That what? That when the brachos are the same, when it's the same bracha for all the fruits, then there's no concept of kedima. Exact opposite of everything we've been saying. Then there's no concept of kedima at all. And there's only an idea of kedima when the brachos are different. Elam avorach al echad upotos chavero. So if you're going to be mevorach on one and pot to the other, doesn't matter which one you choose. It's completely irrelevant. U'b'she'en b'chosein shavos posak yirabonon d'chov v'odif. And when the brachos are different, then he passes like the rabbonon. V'zeh shekosim v'vorach al ezeh sheyirtzeh k'mo she'amru chachomim v'masnisin al ezeh sheyirtzeh v'vorach. That's just like the Chacham in the Mishnah. Vigores de Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. And his girsa is de Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. So it's connected with that Shita who says, Bishe Birchosein Eino Shavus at the Machlokas. Right? The Machlokas is Bishe Birchosein Eino Shavus. Bishe Ein Birchosein Shavus Machlokas. Right? Di Omar Rav Yosef. So those two are connected. So since he, but that Shita says, when the argument the Brachos are different, says there's no argument at all when the Brachos are the same. So that's how it comes out. There's no argument when the brachas are the same. There is an argument when the brachas are different. And this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And this is according to what? And this is what Rabbi Yosef was saying. And this is corroborated by Rabbi Yosef, who says you have to go by the Shiva Minim.
So then how... if
the reason why he wants to say that... Yeah, go ahead.
If you're crossing like the Chachamim then, though, and this and the Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah and Amar Rabbi Yosef is connected to the to Davka B'she'in B'Chosein Shalosh, then what happens if there's no Chaviv? How do we say then that you go by Min Sheva?
One second. V'goras di Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah l'chim pirish command l'chim posa command Amar B'she'in B'Chosein Shavos, right? Rabbi Yosef Ayri gam came B'she'in B'Chosein Shavos. The Oz kol muktam oval bishav birchoseim shavos ein shayach kedima. Okay, it's a tough thing. You know, the problem is like this. The problem is really like this, that see if you go back to the very first grav here on Reish Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. So he says, Hoy lefonim minei peros, harbe, right? So whose psak is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That you go by the Min Shiva. Right. So why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the question. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is a yachid. Rabban or the rabbi. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gra answers that question. He says... Rabbi Yehuda, the Harav Yosef Sovar Le Kevase. So since Rabbi Yosef is quoted as holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that shows that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. You understand? Since the Gemara says Di Omar, he goes with that girsa, Di Omar Rabbi Yosef. Right? So therefore, you're gonna have to say that what di omer Rav Yosef, kamoshikosav sham di omer Rav Yosef. So that shows that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That shows the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Correct. So now he's saying the Rambam is holding di omer Rav Yosef, right? So what's he gonna have to say? So that's what you're going to have to say. Listen carefully. He says, Vigoras di Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Ulechain Pirish, Ulechain Posak, Kiman de Amar Bishayim Birchosein Shavos. That's, he's explaining, first of all, why the Rambam is saying that the Machlokas is one is when the Brachas are different. Because Rav Yirmiyah is going according to that Shita, that the Brachas are different. Okay? The only thing is, Rav Yirmiyah is passing like Rav Yehuda, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going to fix that. He says, Rabbi Yosef Ayri Gam came B'Shem B'Chos Shavos. But that case that they're talking about is when the brachas are different. When he says, Kol HaMukdam B'Pasuk is Mukdam LeBracha, they were only talking about when the brachas are different. Since you're going to say, according to the Shita now, that what? That if you're going to paskin only when the brachas are different, then you can say when the brachas are the same, there's no kedima at all. Right? When the brachas are when, so when he says over here, kolam muktam, right? Then that was only talking about when the brachas are different. Right? But he's not saying that we, kolam muktam. Then it goes by, then all is called Mokam. Ovo kishab yirchoseim shavos ein shayach kedima. So he's learning a little differently now. Notice he's saying, that you're using the Amar of Yirmi, Amar of Yosef to show you which side of the, which sheet in the Gemara to hold like. That the case is definitely Kishav Yerchosayim Einan Shavos. But the Psak is still like the Rabbanim. You understand?
What do you mean it's showing you?
No, since Rabbi Yirmiyah is going on the case so when the brachas are different, that's what he's learning.
Oh, I see.
Therefore, you see. No, well, he's saying if it says did, then it's going according to that last shita. So he's saying the Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yosef is going when the brachas are different. So that's why the Rambam paskin that the case is the brachas are different. But he still goes to the rule that you go by the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda.
Why would he go by the rule? Why wouldn't he pass on Rabbi Yehuda if they bring in Rabbi Yosef?
Well, he's saying you only use that to show what the Machlokas is.
Right. Which of the Amoran we hold like in terms of what the
right.
Machlokas is.
He's only saying you use that. I mean, that's going to be the difference. So the coin to the Tosfos is saying that proves Pasim like Rabbi Yehuda. He's not saying that. I mean, these are questions of how you figure out the Pesach. He's saying that doesn't change who he passed. It doesn't change passing from the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda. But it shows you what we hold the machlokas is. So we hold the machlokas is when the brachas are different, but we hold like the Rabbanan still. Right? Although b'shebirchosayan shavos ein shayach kadima. Now you get into big problems though. It says Vahad the Kosa Vitamri Vanovim Varchala Tamri. So what does the Gemara say that what? If you have Tamorim Vanovim, you should make a bracha on the Tamorim. Right? But it's the same bracha. It's the same bracha. And according to him, there's no machlokas when the brachas are the same. Hainu Yayin Shalanovim. That's talking about wine. Now it's not the same bracha? Udlok Rabbeinu Peretz, because Rabbeinu Peretz says you always make the boy beer guffin first. So you have to learn the brachas, huh?
Rome has it in that one.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's quoting the Rambam, right? Yeah, what does the Rambam say? Right. Yeah. So now, according to the whole thing that the Gra is building up here, what does that mean? How is that possible? How could you say they have to make a bracha on the dates before the anavim? Yeah, but he's saying that the whole machlokas is only when the brachas are different. He's learning that the Rambam is learning that this whole thing is only when the brachas are different, but when the brachas are the same, everyone agrees there's no kedima. Right? So how can now the Rambam have a case of two brachas that are the same and say the rule of kedima? So he says, no, when the Rambam says anavim, he means wine.
But it wasn't anavim, it was rima.
That's the next question.
That's another question.
And he says, and now that's against Rabbeinu Peretz, because Rabbeinu Peretz says, basically, of course, Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that you always make the more specific bracha first. So if you have wine and other fruits, even minim averit strel, you have to make the geffen first, because that's the most specific. But the Rambam is passing the opposite way. So you have to say the Rambam is disagreeing with that. The lo kaimalon kerbina parrots. We don't hold like him. Ach kasha. He says, but here's one big problem. Ha rinan sham bigamar icy lakam mayhu tamri virimoni. The case was they were eating dates and pomegranates. Baruch tamri bereisha. And he made the bracha on the dates first. And he's amale lo sava mar lahadar of Yehuda kol muktam. Mashma the Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Gama Birchoseim Shavos. It's mashma that rule is even when the brachas are the same.
Isn't it Dvash though?
No, nobody learns this Dvash. Can't be Dvash.
In the case of the Gemara, it doesn't say Dvash, it says Tamari.
So this is the way he says. It's V'yesh Lomar, this is in parentheses. It says V'yesh Lomar, D'gyeshes HaRambam, Shom Be'uvda D'Gemara, Kilashono B'chiburo. Shom. So he says you could say it like this, that the Rambam's Gyeshes in the Gemara was different. And the Rambam's Gyeshes in the Gemara is the same Gyeshes that he has in the Yad. Anovim B'mokom Rimonim. V'shlishi v'mokum chamishi. Right? That the Rambam's case was, it was anovim instead of rimonim. And it's shlishi lards instead of chamishi lards.
But then his question doesn't make any sense.
Upirish gamkin kanal. The aim v'chosem shavos. Vasi shapir. The lo mashana Rambam. Yiglishna the Gemara. Sham the figures also. So you have to say that the Rambam's gears in the Gemara was he had dates and wine. He had dates and wine. But, right? He had dates and wine.
Because they brought before him Tamri the Anavim?
That's right. Because that's the Rambam's gears in the yad. He says the Rambam
his case
doesn't,
is directly from that story.
Yeah, it is true. The Rambam a lot of times just takes the Lashon of the Gemara in the yad. A lot of and times just sees straight from the Lashon of the Gemara. So it's strange for the Gemara to say it was Tamarim and Rimonim, and it has Lashon of Echad and Sheni and Chamishi, and the Rambam to change the case to Sheni and Shlishi.
No, Chamishi and Shlishi.
Chamishi and Shlishi. No, the Rambam changed the case to Sheni and Shlishi. So he says it must be the Rambam's gear, so it was Tamarim and Anovim. And it was wine. He has to. It's tough, huh? It's tough, huh?
Wow.
Again, the reason he's caught on Anavim must be wine, is because otherwise he can't resort to the Kadimus within the same bracha, correct?
Otherwise he says, right. So what is that idea, though? What is that idea that the Gros says? That when the brachas are the same, there's no idea of kadima. And the only idea of kadima is when the brachas are different.
Crazy. No, we were saying before about the idea of kadima.
No,
kadima only exists when you have two activities. You have one,
something
for the other.
So when like Rashi says, if Rabbi Yehuda is machbid, when there's just a question of Seder, then certainly he's makbid when one is actually going to function for the other.
We're saying the whole idea.
It was a kolshkin.
Right, the whole idea of how
that if you say there's something that's important in expressing itself, even just in terms of Seder, when they're not related to each other, certainly when one is functioning for the others, that chashiva should express itself as the one you should choose. Right?
Just on the Gemara, how does the Rambam read the answer? Because who cares Sheni La'aretz, Chamishi La'aretz, or Shlishi La'aretz? Geffen. It has to come first because it's more specific. It doesn't matter.
No, he doesn't learn from that. He's saying he doesn't hold from that idea.
He doesn't
hold from the idea that more specific bracha has to come first.
Oh.
So it's not like Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz holds that way. Right, that's the Beis Yosef quote. Rabbeinu Peretz says he doesn't understand. You go to a party, he says, and there's wine and there's all kinds of foods out there, and people make the bracha on the other foods before they make it on the wine. Yeah,
I still don't understand what higher answer I'm saying. Didn't we say before that, like when we said we were talking about kadima, we said that
right?
That it, like something is interesting.
Yeah, we said it's not kadima in the other cases, but it's more important than kadima. It's better than kadima. It's that one is going to ponder the other. So if it's chashav enough to make you do kadima when they're not even related, right?
But the Rambam doesn't learn that one is more important than the other.
Good.
Rambam's just learning that whichever one you want now. He's just saying that doesn't mean that one is more important than the other. It's not like chashav like the other.
That's also strange. What kind of an idea of chav is that going to the Rambam? Right? Yeah, you're right.
It's not like he's saying one is more important than the other in any sense, like even from views.
Okay, good. One second. Let's get this straight. So, according to the Rambam, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is what? It's a strange machlokas. Machlokas is that what? According to the Chamim, whenever you want, let's say, forget about. According to the Chachamim, which if you want to eat one now, if you care about which one you eat first, it's a funny kind of a case, right? If you care about which one you want to eat first, then what? Then you make the bracha on that one first. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always go by Min Shiva, right? And the Chachamim agree that if you don't care, then you go by Min Shiva too. right? And that's only when the brachos are different. But if the brachos are the same, then everybody agrees that what?
It doesn't matter.
Then everybody agrees it doesn't matter. Now, why is the Gra saying that? Where is that in the Rambam?
Well, it looks like
he's saying the first halacha is
right.
Different.
Seems like he's saying that, you know,
that the first halacha is separate, right? And he doesn't have ezim, and then if you have ezim and shiurta, that's fine, girsa.
Why?
Doesn't matter, because he's saying everybody agrees. Everybody agrees when there's.
Oh, ezim and shiurta mean just
whatever you want. I mean, he doesn't even have to say.
That would be strange though, if you use that lesson.
And then one second, and then but how is the girl learning the rest of the Rambam? He's learning the rest of the Rambam that when he says min shiva, it's only going back on the prior case.
Yeah.
Only going back on the case. When there are two different brachos. Right?
But he can't have either mamshirta.
Yeah, why?
Because if it says either mamshirta, and you're saying that one just means whichever one.
Right.
Not like, but when he talks about the brachos in Shabbos, right? Mavaracha kolachamam, bracha really low. The ezim hamshirta lahakimaki. But there you're saying the ezim hamshirta means the one that you want right now.
Right.
So if he's saying.
But it is more specific because the ezim shirta lahakim.
And then when he says you have a min shiva, what do you say? You're saying that's going on the last case, on the second case. Yeah. That's going on the case when the brachas are different.
That's what it seems like.
That's what the Gra is learning.
Yeah.
That's what the Gra is learning. Yeah.
We try something for the Gra's interpretation. So we thought the Ram, in terms of the halach, the Ram was presenting three scenarios. So the first scenario is when the brachos are shavos.
When the brachos are shavos,
and according to that, according to the Gra, there's no kadim at all in that case. Why? Because in terms of this scenario, halacha doesn't recognize any differentiation between the categories. You have an apple, you have a grape, you have bracha delineated categories, meaning these are all ha'etz, so right. It doesn't matter. I mean, shiva doesn't even come into to play here at all. Okay. Second category, you have a ha'etz and ha'dama. And at that case, because they're bracha delineated categories, now you have a choice.
Right.
We have to know what choice to make, and we don't have any prominence of hadama over ha'etz. That Ram doesn't have that. There's no bracha mevaris concept, so we need to learn how to make a choice. So in that case, we use chaved.
I mean, you're saying that Ram is saying when you have an apple and an orange, there's no choice. There's no halachic choice that's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't
exist. No halachic choice of which one the bracha is going to be on.
Right.
But when there are two brachos, now you have a choice.
When you say there's no halacha, what do you mean? Why couldn't there be a choice?
Halacha doesn't recognize the difference. It's just
the same.
The categories, halacha delineates the categories by what bracha they are. They're both ha'etz, end of story. Even to the extent, forget apple and orange, but even apple to rimon. Yeah. Even
right.
So, it still wouldn't make a difference. In the second case, now that you have a dhamma and a ha'etz, then you have to make a choice. And how do you make the choice? You make it through chaviv. Then the third scenario is...
One second. So you make it... It's a funny choice mechanism, isn't it? The one you want. And it's a funny kind of a halacha.
We had an idea.
One second.
Okay.
And Rabbi Huda holds, it goes by the min shiva. Okay. Now, if there's nothing that you want...
There's nothing that you want. Then you resort to min shiva as a way of making a choice. Almost as if the person throws their hands up. They don't have...
And if there's no min shiva and there's nothing that you want, then you just do whatever you
I don't know
don't
about
want.
That. I didn't go that far. But the last part, in terms of the order... We saw that the order is built into the idea of min shiva too. The definition of min shiva is to follow this specific order. So there's no category of min shiva. Once you're using the Torah's min shiva to make a choice, there's already a delineated order that you have to stick to.
That's not pshat in the Rambam, is it? I mean,
I think you have to say that.
It's a little Rambam, isn't it? I mean, it's like a funny kind of thing. It becomes very what's the idea of it? It's like almost just like question of order.
I don't know.
It's completely kadim. That's what you're saying, Nisan. He doesn't hold as any concepts in the shevach. He doesn't hold from any of these ideas that we've been saying that the shevach is greater. That
between the chum, it's just a question of which arbitrary system of order are you going to impose? Meaning,
right.
Either you're going to impose this min sheva idea, or are you going to impose.
Right, but they're just two arbitrary systems, and everybody agrees that when the subject of one doesn't exist, then the object of one exists.
We thought, I mean, in terms of the second scenario, it's a better shevach in that case to choose the one you want.
That's dangerous territory,
yeah,
though.
That's not how's it better.
Going to the better shevach area. Ram doesn't seem to have any of these better shevach ideas. Because why don't you say when you have the bracha going on when there are many fruits, the better shevach, take it on the min shevach.
Because min shevach is a way of making a choice between two different objects, and you don't have a choice in the first one. That
but
choice is not
recognized.
But if you
say that there's a difference in the shevach of the bracha, whether it's on a min shevach or not, so you do have a choice. Am I going to make a bracha on a min shevach, or am I going to make a bracha on an apple?
That's my point. There's no category of min sheva.
Category.
No, hold on. That was the move we tried to make. Was that there's no category of min sheva, and that's why at the end we built in the order into this method. That's the definition of min sheva, is to follow this order. It's not saying at the end if you don't have anything to do, you choose the category of min sheva. No, if you don't have anything, you don't have any choice in chaviv, then you resort to this min sheva order.
But it's not a shevach idea.
It's not a shevach idea. It's not. That's what. There's no category. The way we were saying, there's no category of min sheva. That's like a better shevach. We did
right.
not say that.
So lemaisa, what do you do? Lemaisa, what should we do? So lemaisa, it seems that what that we basically paskin like Ula, like Rabbi Yehuda, right? And so therefore. The machlokas is only when the brachas are the same, right? Then we hold the min shiva is first, right? And if the brachos are different, then what? Then you should do the min chaviv. That seems like the psak. And the other thing is what? No, because most hold min chaviv is adif. Most told that's the rush, hold Mishi, whatever you want. Most told the min chaviv is adif when the brachas are different. Right?
So we hold
your
that
favorite fruit.
So you go by the
when the brachas are shavas?
And when the brachas are shavas, you go by min sheva. And if there's no min sheva, you go by the min chaviv.
And then if the brachas are different, you go by the yishomer min
the... Yeah. And also that what? And the last thing is the next halacha. Hivi lefano of dover shib yechoso brei per eitz. So if you ever have a choice, if the brachos are not the same, right, but one is a shahakol and one is a dama or a eitz, you go with the adama or the eitz first. Then maybe you'll find a boy pre-eitz, a boy pre-adama, eitz a man shayitzi yakdim, v'yishamar shabarach, shaboy pre-eitz kodim. Doesn't seem seems that most do not hold like the bag. Most do not hold like the bag. Right.
But at least there's a big shomer that says that you the brachas are different than you do the makim chav.
Right.
So what is now you're going into? So
this is arguing on. I mean, this is going to be arguing on that also.
Yeah,
who does? Right. Lachos goes. But poskim cholkim olav. Anu deya kamaisa. Menir geish manu lufsog bezed im chaviv lo yosef bar pi adama yivarach tchilo kidei rishon. That's what the Taz says. So if you have a chaviv.
And that's
what you do, right? Vim shavim b'chavivos, then you do the boy parades.
Then you over the Adam.
Over the Adam. Because then you beyoz everybody. I mean, you get beyoz, then he's not going to be going every, you know. The Bahag is good if he's not contradicting the chaviv that we had from before. Right? That's basically what he holds. That's basically, and then call a code of a pasuk. Yeah. The question is if you're eating raw, chitim and sorim. That's the question.
Why
isn't that mine with the pasuk?
That's considered the. That's the case in the. That's someone learned that when it says chitin sa'or, it means mizanos. Yeah. And I see this interesting. The Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Peretz. That if you have yayin, he says, then the boy of your girlfriend comes first. But mizonos comes before even yayin.
Well, the rabbi would agree with that in the pasuk.
Because that's samach. Laretz. And hamotzi is always the winner.
What's this? We've been a parent since far.
Yeah. Yeah. Yayin goes first.
What?
Of course, it's more specific.
Area much easier.
It's the most specific.
So it's like, it's like the idea of Mavereras?
Yeah.
It's like the Like the baskets or the bread that they have, like, the boy priest is going to carry the dhamma, and therefore, boy priest is going to come before everything.
Because that is definitely the chita in the Torah. That's at least the case of the chita or nayav chita versus yayin. Chita's first.
But if you're not
practically.
On Shabbos, we do yayin before. Or you just have
that notion? Yeah, but that was just go by. That's just go by whether hands or not.
You can't eat. It's not before you. There's two things not before you. Right. The kiddush is the mati for the whole thing. Yeah. Now the Rekiva Eger is interesting halacha. It says like this. The Ramah says at the end. He says like this. So everything has to be. In the end, the Ramah says like this: everything here is lechatchila, right? But if you made a mistake, you made a bracha on the second one, meaning to say the not the chaviv, let's say, right? Or the further one in the pasuk of the min shiva.
Please don't say your night.
Ima brachos shavos yotze. As long as the brachos are the same. Yes, and those of you had Rimonim and Zaysim. And you made the bracha on the Rimon first. Right? So then you Yotze. You don't have to make a bracha again on the one that should have gone first. It's an interesting thing. So you have to have in mind that you're going to be eating to be yotze with this bracha and everything. He's saying mistama, saying you need to have that in mind. It's an interesting thing.
Isn't that for all these things? Like all these things.
If you're going the other way, well, you have to have in mind also.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's difficult what that means, right? Because isn't all of this like you're saying? Isn't everything here that you have in mind to be yotze?
Right.
So he wants to say like this. So the Magen Avram says, "Vafilu hayushneim lefonav." So you need to have like an extra das that you're really thinking about everything. It's not just going to be a grora. Because it's unnatural. It's unnatural for the less chashuv to part of the chashuv. Apparently, if you have the chashuv and everything else, you don't have to think at the moment, I'm going to make this bracha to cover everything. As long as you know, in general, you're eating everything, it's good. But if you make the wrong bracha, he's saying you have to have in mind that this bracha is going to pot to me for the tzolachila. That's what he holds. It's amazing. It says, V'imei vi'uhu achakach, Ayin Simon Reish Vav. Vafilu, dafilu, birech alachoshev, eno potter chaver lim kin hayu shtem lefonov. Of lim lohoye lefonov, lohoye daito olav, avle nimlach, vatsorach lachs or lavarach. If it wasn't in front of you, it's like you're changing your mind. Now hold on one second. He says like this. So the Kivyager says on the case where the guy made the wrong bracha, he went on the less chashuv. He says you have to have kavana to part of the more chashuv. He says v'im ochel etzel abalabayas, he's eating at somebody else's house, right? Kevin da tacha de balabayas samach havik ilu daito beferish lifter kol mash diaviu lo.
Why is balabayas?
He says you are going through his das. You're going through his das. You don't have to have das. As long as you're somech on his das, so whatever his das was, your bracha will work for too.
Yeah, the point is he's going to bring out three courses or whatever it is. You don't have to make a bracha every time he brings out a course.
Right. As long as you're somech on whatever his das is.
It's
talking about a piece for your bread?
No.
So he's talking about a piece for, it's also, you're at someone's house and they bring out limonim and tzitzit.
Right. And he makes the wrong bracha.
Well, he's making a bracha for you?
Yeah.
Why would that happen? Isn't that,
I mean,
not supposed to
be
that?
Why is
Balls
Bike
making
a rough?
I thought that's good for
a student.
In a special
DOS. You mean on a not on Mosi case?
Yeah, not on Mosi case. You're supposed to make your own rough.
It's a good question. Yeah, so
okay, so in his case where he says you get a special das, right? That's going, he says going backwards to make the wrong bracha. So what if you, is he saying you don't need that das if you're going from Zaysim to Rimonim?
That's right.
Really?
You just have to have it all in front of you, and you're going to eat them.
It's like implied, as long as you
don't have to think. No, he's saying, it's a I don't really understand the story. All right, so tomorrow we take a look at the Kuzari.